Thank you for contacting provider services. If this is a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. I'm Carrie, your virtual assistant. If you are a member, say member. If you are a provider or calling on behalf of a provider, say provider.
Provider.
If you are a Keystone First provider, say Keystone. If you are an AmeriHealth Caritas provider, say AmeriHealth.
Keystone.
If you are a Medicaid provider, say Medicaid. If you are a Medicare provider, say Medicare. If you are a Community Health Choices provider, say CHC. Or if you are a CHIP provider, say CHIP provider.
CHC.
That's CHC. Did I get that right?
Yes.
All right. How may I help you? Say things like claim status, prior authorization, claim payment, or check eligibility.
Live agent.
All right. To help you further, please say or enter your NPI.
Oopsie.
That's 189188. Did I get that right?
No.
Sorry, let's try again. Please. That's 189-125-2755. Did I get that right?
Yes.
All right. And what are the last four digits of your tax ID number? That's 3555. Did I get that right?
Yes.
Sorry, I'm unable to match your information. Please say or enter your 10-digit NPI. That's 0. Did I get that right? Sorry, I did not understand your response. That's 0. Did I get that right? Sorry, I did not understand your response. Let's transfer you to a representative for assistance.
All calls are recorded and may be monitored for quality assurance and training purposes. If you do not wish to have your call used for these purposes, please inform your representative. Thank you.
Thank you for calling in Provider Services. My name is Katie, and I have your first name and last initial.
Melissa J.
Can you spell your first name for me, please?
Sure. M-E-L-E-S-S-A.
I have your phone number and extension.
No, what's my phone number? Sorry, 267. 551-7430.
I have the provider NPI you're calling in about.
Can I give you the tax ID? Because our NPI gives us a hard time.
You can give me the practitioner ID, but I can't locate it by the tax ID.
So I'm calling from a home care agency. The tax ID, I usually give the tax ID. Is that okay?
Let me see if my system can pull up by the tax ID. 1 second. What's the tax ID number you have?
Tax ID is 82-284-3555.
And what city is this agency?
I'm sorry?
What city? Can you tell me the city? I need additional information, not just the tax ID.
Oh, Philadelphia, PA.
Let's do a search. One moment. All right. And you said, can you verify the name of the facility or provider's office?
Family First Care.
Okay. What's the member ID you're calling in about?
I can't have the Medicaid ID. Is that okay?
It is okay. What's the ID?
0019-707-5520. I'll say it again just in case. 0019-707-520.
Can you verify the member's name and date of birth?
Freddie Lewis, date of birth is 12569.
Are you aware of any other insurance for the member?
No.
Okay. How can I help you today?
So I wanted to confirm in regards to the authorization. We received an authorization for services, and then we also received a note to discharge. I spoke to the service coordinator, and she's not aware of that. So I needed to speak to someone who's able to assist me with this authorization.
So you're checking to see if there's an authorization that's active on the member's profile for which month?
For this month. It should have started on the 2nd. We got a note saying to discharge 9-5 because they went to another agency, but the service coordinator says she doesn't see that.
Okay. One moment, let me see if I can find any information on that. Yeah, I do see an authorization when I do pull it up. And this is for the procedure code W1793?
Hold on, let me go look at the authorization. Mr. Lewis, ready. I don't know if there's a procedure code. I have an authorization number.
Yeah, I know. Is it for long-term care?
Yes.
Agent for long-term care? Yeah, it's
yes.
W1793.
Oh, yes. Do you have access to CHHA Exchange?
To see...
Like the authorization, like
what?
Notes? The HHA exchange,
yes.
Where the authorizations are placed?
No, I have a different system where my authorization
is.
I don't have access to HHA exchange.
Got it.
It's showing that this was approved for start date September 2nd to September 30th, 2025. Requested unit 1624, authorized unit 1624.
So then we received, and we got the authorization. It came through at 4:26 a.m., whatever the authorization. And then at 4:26 a.m. again, we received the discharge. It says reason discharge, and it says new discharge date has been entered on 9/5. And then it also says, there's another place. Hold on one second. This is where I don't know if it's an error or not, and it has to be fixed in order for us to service the member. On one of the notifications, it says... discharge to other community agency, discharge reason. So I don't know if the case is with us. If it's not with us, I'm very confused.
Let me see if there's any other notes here. One second, because I don't see any of that. Let me just pull up all this stuff. Yeah, but the service coordinator should be the one who... Okay.
When I spoke to her, she said she doesn't see it on her end. She doesn't see it on her end, and then I have to call our account rep. So I messaged her because I don't have her direct number. I messaged the account rep. I messaged UM, but nobody's answering me, and we've been ready to start, but we can't start because the thing is discharged. So we don't know how to, you know.
Mm-hmm. Checking notes. Let me check. The last thing I saw was, there is this on August 29. Service coordinator spoke with Family First Care per their request. Submit authorization. Start date Tuesday, September 2nd. Okay, let me see if there's any. Golden Care, Home Health Care. Okay, that has nothing to do with Family First. And just to confirm, you are Family First, correct?
Yes, Family First Care. We have the authorization. It's just that there is a discharge note in two different places.
I don't think... Yeah, this member was with Golden Care before you.
Correct.
I'm going through everything.
So
I don't know if you were sent that by accident.
No, it's okay. Don't worry.
Go ahead.
I mean, but they switched over to our agency. And then they sent the authorization on 9/3, and then on 9/4, which is weird because I get two different dates actually now, it says the discharge is for 9/5. So, and it just says no discharge, where is it? Other community agency discharge reason. So I don't know what's going on.
All right, so what I'm going to do is let me reach out to patient care because I'm not seeing anything in the system to say anything like that. But can I please get a refund?
Because it shows it on HHA Exchange. I don't think it's going to show up in, unless like you have access to it. I know UM does, but UM, you can't, nobody can reach them. They're able to see it, but I was hoping that. I don't know if there is a way of you guys communicating with them because they obviously go through emails one by one. So,
okay. Let me reach out to that department. One moment, okay?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Do you think you're pregnant? call your doctor as soon as possible. Getting care early in your pregnancy is the best way to have a healthy baby. All children over age 2 need yearly well child checkups with their doctor. Call today to make checkup appointments for all your children. Women over the age of 18 need a special test to check for cervical cancer. Talk to your doctor about a Pap test. If you're diabetic, is your A1C below 7? If not, call your doctor today to find out simple ways you can get your diabetes under control. All children and adults should have a dental checkup at least once a year. Call today to make dental appointments for everyone in your family. Strange but true. When you're pregnant, taking good care of your teeth and gums helps protect your baby. Talk to your OB doctor about dental care. See your dentist in the second trimester. Children aged 12 to 20 are changing at a fast pace. It's especially important for them to see their doctor at least once a year for a checkup. Call today to schedule your teen checkup. Women over the age of 40 should have a mammogram at least every 2 years to check for breast cancer. Treating cancer early is the best way to be around for your family for many years to come. Call your doctor to schedule a mammogram. Do you have asthma? Using a control medicine can help you stay out of the emergency room. Talk to your doctor about controller medicines today. As we get older, we need to be mindful of risk factors that increase with age. Be sure to visit your doctor for a well checkup at least once a year. During the visit, have your blood pressure and blood sugar checked. Did you know that all children need to be checked for lead poison? Lead is not only found in old homes, but in toys and in the dirt around houses. Talk to your child's doctor about testing for lead in their blood before age 2. Do you think you're pregnant? Call your doctor as soon as possible. Getting care early in your pregnancy is the best way to have a healthy baby.
Yeah, so that department, they're seeing the same thing that I am seeing. All the notes that I, the progress notes that I read to you earlier about the member discharging from Golden Age and moving to your agency, they don't see any other information. They said the only person that can confirm this and move forward with this is the service coordinator.
But it's not in it's not in your system. It's on the HHA exchange where they submit the authorization. So it's not the where you guys have communication internally. It's the system that we use to see it on, like to see the authorization with the outside agencies. Because the service coordinator told me this the same thing, but it says it here: Keystone First CHC patient discharge date 9/5/25 dish. And I sent them on my email to UM. I sent them a screenshot of it.
I don't know how else to proceed with this because the service coordinator, she's the one who's supposed to be doing the legwork about it.
No, I understand, but. If this isn't a service coordinator issue, this is a UM issue because a service coordinator is not the one who enters this authorization into the system.
But yeah, I understand what you're saying, but she also needs to reach out to that department on your behalf, not the provider services.
Okay, so I'll let her know.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.